KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, a divisive election year, and strained budgets are all topics that can create tension in the workplace. NCRC can help workplace leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, April 22nd. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria presented his proposed budget to the City Council. More on that next, but first, the headlines. It's Earth Day today, and this year's theme is Our Power, Our Planet. It's meant to highlight the global effort to transition to renewable energy. To mark the occasion, the Campus Environmental Advocacy Org Green New Deal at UC San Diego is holding a rally in March at 11 a.m. The group is calling on the university to maximize on-campus solar energy development by 2030. There are several other Earth Day events going on throughout the county today and through the weekend. For more information, go to kpbs.org/events. Also in environmental news, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin is visiting San Diego today to meet with local leaders and Navy SEALs about cross-border sewage impacting South San Diego County. Zeldin will visit the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant, then take a helicopter tour of the southern border. San Diego's congressional delegation requested a meeting with Zeldin to discuss the EPA's role in addressing the pollution crisis. However, given the Trump administration's actions to curb federal spending, it's unclear how potential cuts could impact these efforts. San Diego County Catholics are mourning the death of Pope Francis at age 88. He was the first non-European head of the Roman Catholic Church in more than a millennium. Deacon Jim Vargas, the president and CEO of Father Joe's Villages, says Francis will forever be remembered for his humility and for his deep compassion.
This is bittersweet for us as Catholics, bittersweet in the sense that we mourn the loss of him. And yet we know that he's exactly where he wants to be.
Pope Francis also appointed San Diego's first ever cardinal, Robert McElroy, who was recently appointed Archbishop of Washington, D.C. McElroy will be part of the conclave to elect a new pope in the coming weeks. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Cuba's Malpaso Dance Company, performing mixed repertoire, including works by Ronald K. Brown and Efrat Ashari on Tuesday, April 29th at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. Visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria has presented his budget proposal to the City Council. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says it was the first of many public hearings.
Gloria said he received a message from voters last November when a narrow majority rejected a sales tax increase to fund the city government. That message, live within your means. His proposed budget closes a structural deficit with a mix of new revenues like higher parking rates and service reductions like closing libraries on Sundays and Mondays.
These were not easy decisions to make, and I know that their impacts will be felt by every San Diegan. But we work to make sure that these do not fall hardest on those who rely on city services the most.
The City Council will hold a week-long series of hearings on the budget starting May 5th. Gloria is set to release a revised budget proposal by May 14th. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Mayor Gloria's proposed budget reduces library hours to only 5 days a week. Education reporter Katie Anasta spoke to a mother about what that would mean for her kids.
Claudia Martinez drives from National City to the Logan Heights Library nearly every day. Her kids can get one-on-one help with homework there from Monday through Thursday. She says the tutors at the library have a connection with the kids. They don't want to do homework at home. Here, they do. Closing all libraries on Sundays and Mondays is expected to save about $8 million. Patrick Stewart is CEO of the Library Foundation SD. The organization advocates for the library. He says the city needs to find a way to pay for all branches to be open 7 days a week.
We need to find the solution that is going to really, really support the city's ability to deliver on its services.
He says that could come from trash collection fees, hotel tax revenue, or new ballot measures. The San Diego City Council will hold public hearings on the budget in early May. Mayor Gloria will release an updated draft on May 14th. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
It started with one Ocean Beach resident. Now it's grown to encompass 1,000 people across the county. Reporter John Carroll brings us the story of a group cleaning up neighborhoods one block at a time.
That's the sound of neighbors on a mission. They're called the Street Stewards. You're hearing the Escondido group picking up trash along the Escondido Creek Trail. Ocean Beach resident Aaron Null founded the group in 2018. There are now about 1,000 stewards working in 10 communities across the county.
It's really something that's really rewarding, and the respect of that street immediately raises, right? Everyone's kind of, oh, we're in this together.
Last year, the group received $35,000 in grants from the county. That allowed Null, who's a graphic designer, to create a website where people can sign up. It also shows what places have been adopted and what areas need help. Scott Horst is the co-director of the group. Along with Null, he's working to grow it statewide, then to the entire nation, and perhaps the world. Horst says what they really need is a phone app, and those are very expensive.
Phone apps are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to really get them set up, to get them running, to manage it.
If you'd like to join a Street Stewards group or make a donation, check out their website at streetstewards.com. John Carroll, KPBS News.
La Jolla Playhouse kicks off its annual WOW or Without Walls Festival Thursday. It's a four-day celebration of immersive, interactive, and non-traditional theater from local, national, and international artists, all in the UC San Diego campus. Arts reporter Beth Alcamondo previews the event with a pair of artists.
The La Jolla Playhouse's WOW Festival is not just theater without walls, it's theater without restrictions. Hugo Williams is with the Australian company Pony Cam, which will be performing at UC San Diego's Price Center.
Burnout Paradise is a show where we all run on treadmills for the whole of the show. And while we run, we do lots of tasks that people really shouldn't do on treadmills.
Order up!
We cook a three-course meal. We try and submit a grant application.
Wait. A grant application?
Mate, it's ridiculous. It's the hardest task by an absolute mile. Just trying to get your brain to switch into like writing coherent sentences while running at 8 miles an hour is just an enormously difficult thing for my brain to do.
But wait, there's more.
And if we fail to run the furthest we can run and do all those tasks,
we will be offering out of our own pockets our audience ticket refunds.
The show invites audience participation to help the performer succeed, says Williams.
We're not very good at what we do, so we might ask for help. And if you want to help, we'd love it.
A different kind of audience collaboration takes place over at the Immersive Media Lab at Qualcomm Institute. If Burnout Paradise engages in a sweaty exercise of sensory overload, then Green Memories offers a calming escape from the bustle of the world. Sharok Yadagari is the creator of Green Memories and a faculty member of the UC San Diego Department of Music, as well as associate director of the Qualcomm Institute.
The piece is really meant for people to have a moment to relax and meditate on our position on Earth, our connection to the Earth and our ecology.
The immersive space surrounds you on three sides with screens and has an inviting furry black silken carpet and throw pillows.
Currently, we have three projectors here,
projected on three sides, and they're 32 speakers behind the screens. So you're really surrounded by audio.
The piece is based on a poem by Furugh Farrukhzad. In this poem, I pity the garden. She seems to be talking about her little garden at the back of her house. You hear the absolutely beautiful voice of Azam Ali singing in a language that she has created. Those words that she says don't come from a certain language, but at the end, that poem is sung in English.
No one wants
The poem, written in 1959, still resonates.
The idea is that for us to sit through this moment, meditate, relax, but then at the end, with these words, we're faced with a startling reality.
Yadagari is thrilled to be part of the WOW Festival and to have it back on campus.
I absolutely love it. The WOW Festival ignites so many different aspects of the campus. I always say when the WOW Festival comes, it brings the campus to life. I mean, I'm also extremely delighted that the Qualcomm Institute is one of the sites that they will have a number of pieces performed there.
The WOW Festival will activate multiple spaces across campus, from the Qualcomm Institute to the Geisel Library to the 180-ton bear in the academic courtyard. With 20 new works, you might engage in a time travel escape game, put on a dinosaur costume, or simply sit back and enjoy a concert or puppet procession. But whatever you do, abandon all expectations and prepare to be wowed. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
The La Jolla Playhouse's WOW Festival runs April 24th through 27th at multiple locations on the UC San Diego campus. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Maracal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.